views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. You're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Living Heaven on Earth. And I'm with my co-host, Don Diviniste. Welcome Aloha, to the show, Don.
Aloha. Kakahiaka. That means good morning in Hawaiian.
Good morning in Hawaiian. Oh,
it's morning here. It's not here. So
how do you say that again?
Aloha kakahiaka. It's all one word.
Aloha kakahiaka.
Kiaka.
Kiaka.
Yep.
Very nice. Yeah, it's 9 o'clock there. It's 12 PST Pacific time here. And then it's 3 o'clock somewhere else, and who knows whatever else times it is around the world. But, you know, here we are in this now moment, continuing the story of how to survive the murder of a loved one. And that is what happened to you 6 years ago when your mother was murdered. And today this is actually our third show today that we're trying to capture all the different things that took place with this horrific event that took place in your life that changed everything for you, everything, game changer. So last show, we talked about one of the things that we wanted to bring up now is talking about your husband, because we really haven't focused on him at all. We want to find out, you know, what happened, because you got counseling. You got counseling, and you just finished counseling. When was that? Probably like a month or so ago.
In May.
So yes. You just finished counseling, and this has been 6 years ago. And so, and then you had mentioned that your husband, he didn't receive counseling. He wasn't part of that program that was part of the community program that was being rolled out.
Right, California State, yeah.
California State.
Yeah, immediate family members only, and yeah.
Immediate family members, even though he was your husband, would have been nice if he would have.
Well, yeah, and he was one of the
caretakers.
Well, he ended up being, yes. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he was close with my mom and Bob, and yeah. Used to help him with the sailboat, and he was a part of their lives. And so, you know, it was a big shock. But what I can see is that everybody is built differently. You know, he has a military background. He was in Coast Guard for 12 years. He's built to handle things differently than me. You know, some people can handle emergency situations, you know, male, female, it doesn't matter. They're built for that. But he was able to handle things better. Could he have, benefited from counseling? For sure, yes. Did I support him in doing that? Sure. You know, and he did do a few sessions. But even because, you know, Bob, my stepdad, he was in the hospital. He was in ICU for a month, and then he got sent to a rehab center for 2 more months. So it was, you know, 3 months going to, you know, just the facilities. But then the bad part was the day that it was like they said, okay, well, Bob gets to go home now. It's like, okay, now what does that mean? Oh, well, we're going to show you how to shower him. And that was like a, you know, 10-minute training, and then a 10-minute training on how to do the feeding tube. And it was like insta nurse. And so just, you know, think about the mental aspect of that and like just stepping into a new role immediately. And so I was all in. I was ready to do whatever was necessary. And you know, Bob, he wanted to be in his house. He wanted to be in his house with his dogs, with his memories, with his stuff. It was really important. And so we actually moved out of our house and in with him to take care of him. And so we moved going from a 3-bedroom house to a one bedroom, you know, and integrating. And just so all this change was happening. And I remember that first week, you know, when Bob was home and Keith was like, no, Dawn, you're not going to be the one to stay home and do this. No, I'm built for this. I have the military background. I am great with scheduling. I am, you know, follow through and I'm built for this. So, you know, physically, you know, to be able to help lift him and, you know, so, yeah, cause he was wheelchair bound. So, and he did require, you know, full care. So yeah, I mean, I lasted a week helping and then it was my job to go back to work. So imagine that, like imagine all this trauma and then me going back to my corporate job. And at the time, you know, I was in charge of all the graphic communications of 19 grocery stores. And not just that, but just, you know, the website and the apps and the, you know, auction site and, oh my gosh, there's, yeah, all their advertising. It was a big responsibility job. And I did last until May the next year. So, I mean, that's pretty good. But Keith, he got to dive into that caregiving role. And, we did take some classes. Shasta County, offered some, you know, free classes and there were others, but, you know, one of the things is they set up to give you, to send food home, you know, for the feeding tube. Well, the first, I look at the ingredients and the first thing on the Nestle, you know, food is high fructose corn syrup. And I'm like, no, that is not how you heal. Oh my gosh. So it was also like me integrating my knowledge of the, you know, vitality foods and superfoods, and then making our own, you know, high nutrition things for the feeding tube. And that was just amazing to see. Oh my gosh. Like, no wonder people are having a hard time, you know, just with recovery. It's not optimal. And so really it's a matter of kind of being a rebel and looking at things and going, you know, I'm not going to do it that way. I know there's a better option here.
Well, once you know what high fructose corn syrup can do to you and how bad it is for you, you obviously not in good conscience. It's like not with your good conscience can you actually give this to a person that is on a feeding tube.
Yeah. Oh my
frail. God. And you know, it's like, you know, not with a good heart and mind can you actually just pretend like you don't know this, right?
Yeah.
My God.
Yeah. Yeah, surprising. Yeah.
So you guys came up with your own nutritional concoction then of what to put into the feeding tube?
Yeah. Yeah, the protein powder and all the superfoods and spirulina and, you know, all that.
Yeah.
You know, fresh,
All the high vibe and stuff.
Oh, yeah. And so, you know, Bob, you know, he did. He survived another 2 years, and that was good. But people saw him decline, and they saw, well, they saw a difference in him, and they didn't realize, like, we were taking him to the brain doctor and getting him tested, and they worked with him. You know, from the outside, you don't see mental, you know, disability. It's really difficult. Yeah. You think you see someone and you think that they're the same person, and you know, with lack of blood or loss of blood, and that means loss of oxygen to the brain. It definitely has an impact on the brain. And then he was limited with his ability to speak. So, you know, here he is trying to speak and people are, you know, coming to visit, and it's hard to understand that he's not the same person and he has this, you know, limited ability to speak. And so it was really difficult.
What was your take again on why do you think that Bob came back? He came back.
Well,
specifically.
Looking at the big picture, mm-hmm. you know, the big giant picture is that, yeah, he came back to save me, really. He came mm-hmm. back to give me purpose. Without him, I know I would have crashed and burned. I mean, in a very big depression, and I don't know if I really would have pulled out of it. I don't know. It's
hard to say.
It's just. So, you know, for me to be here in Hawaii, that's part of my healing path. Is, you know, I am trying to live heaven on earth, and this was my heart space. And when I was 14, when I first came here, I knew I never wanted to leave. I cried the whole way home, and, you know, I just knew at some point I would come back here. It's like the place, you know, the finding the place that you feel the best in the world. And that's what this place is definitely.
How long ago did you move to Kauai?
I came here 4 years ago with the idea. That's when Neil Donald Walsh said, hey, just go write a book. You know, you're going to help a lot of people by sharing this information. And so it was a choice of either, oh, there's a life coaching program that I can go and get trained and do that, or I can go to Hawaii and I can write a book. So I opted for Hawaii, write a book. And it's funny how we have these plans in life and then and then Divine shows up and integrates something totally different. Well, what happened was I came here, I locked in with the Airbnb for 3 months thinking that would be a good amount of time to just to write a book. And I didn't get a rental car because I'm just thinking I'm just going to have my desk and my computer and just write. And I stayed up in Princeville, you know, you can walk around. And I get there, and they had just adopted a new, like, adolescent, you know, greyhound whippet dog. The renters, and this dog was like crazy dog, crazy barking dog, peeing all over the place dog. I'm like, oh, God. Like, how
no
do
quiet,
I get out
no peace and quiet. No peace and quiet.
Yeah. And so, but I did meet Allie, and Allie has been this huge ally in my life ever since then. And she actually, what I got out of the trip was I got to learn a whole nother realm of healing and nutrition. And she just took me all over the island. So that was my beginning in Hawaii.
So that was 4 years ago. So basically, we're going to talk about you writing that book, but we're going to take a quick break and we're going to be right back on the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Living Heaven on Earth. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
A space of allowing radio with Coach Nancy Coco, welcoming all that wants to be present today. Tune in Thursdays every first and third week at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Coach Nancy helps you find a space of allowing. Join Coach Nancy to explore what lives at your edges and to bring more of yourself home. For more information, visit NancyCocoCoaching.com.
Demystifying the journey on From Here to There Radio with your host, Diane Garris. Tune in every third Wednesday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Diane helps you get from where you are now to the life you envision. Get ready to get unstuck and move forward. Every show features a new special segment, New Age Notes, demystifying hot, metaphysical topics of the day. For more information or to work with Diane, visit DianeGarris.com.
Charlene Hess is a redheaded powerhouse of energy, love, and light. As a hairstylist, personal trainer, and life coach, she empowers people to develop a deeper connection with themselves mentally, emotionally, and physically. Join Charlene the third Friday of each month on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Get ready to experience your highest self, find your purpose, and discover your calling. You too can become unstoppable, shining your light and sharing your gift. Visit Charlene at CharleneHess.com.
Are you ready to attract abundance, release stress, look and feel younger, all from your smartphone? Get Pure Light, a free mobile app with audios that transmit powerful frequencies to shift anything in your life. Created by some of the world's top energy healers, these audios have created miracles, often quickly. Enjoy the latest in conscious technology and download Pure Light today. To find out more, visit PureLightAudio.com.
Would you like your next chapter to be free from fear and angst? Tune in to Your Next Chapter Radio, navigating through life's transitions with Shelley Ryan the fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm guides you through life's transitions deliberately, mindfully, and funnily. For Your Next Chapter coaching or to listen, visit YourNextChapterCoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next!
Welcome back. You're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, and we're talking with Dawn Divinisté on how she survived the murder of her loved one, and which was her mother. And Dawn is living in Hawaii now, in Kauai. And 4 years ago, she went to Kauai, and she was smitten with a dog named Allie.
No, that's not a dog. No,
it's not a dog.
No.
Oh, it's not a dog.
Allie's my savior. She was the one. No, she was staying in the same house.
Oh,
and she had the rental car. No, she taught me how to prep wonderful, you know, foods and take them to the beach and how to live. And do lots of self-love. So, yeah, no, Allie's not the dog. The dog's just like a nuisance.
Oh, okay. The dog was the one that was saying, you need to get out of the house.
Exactly. Like, don't sit in front of the computer anymore. You've done that all your life.
Okay. Yeah. You needed to get out and get into nature. Yeah. And play around in Kauai's heartbeat.
Yes. Yeah.
Right? Yeah. But prior to you going to Kauai, you're back in California with your husband, and now Bob's home, and you all of a sudden became caretakers and, you know, discovered that you went back to work, you're going back to work, and now Because originally we began talking what kind of coaching or counseling did your husband receive and what kind of toll did that have on him emotionally and physically? And then what did that do to your marriage?
I mean, what a contrast there. I mean, he's a go-getter. He's a, you know, what, type A personality, you know,
alpha
of service, you know, hands-on mechanic all his life, you know, journeyman plumber. He's used to, you know, helping people in the neighborhood or, you know, friends, family, whatever it is, you know, building fences, whatever it is, you know, somebody has an issue and he's there to help them in the physical, you know, real physical. And here, you know, caregiving, yeah, it's physical, but it's also like sitting around the house and like watching someone watch TV. And it's like, oh my gosh, you can lose yourself. And it really did take a toll on him. I mean, and it was the perfect example of how emotions can definitely create dis-ease in the body. Mm-hmm. You know, it's always on that, in the etheric things begin, the thoughts, and then the emotions, and it keeps getting denser, and then this dis-ease happens in our body. And what it turned out to be when Bob died in 2014, it showed up for Keith that he was disabled. I mean, he just collapsed after that. He had sciatica so bad he could not walk. He could crawl through the house. He could barely, you know, barely go to the bathroom. I mean, it was awful. Pain scale 10.
Oh, that's true.
And you know, all he wanted was like ibuprofen and stuff like that. And I'm like, no, yeah. I know. I mean, you know, being the natural, you know, health practitioner, holistic health coach, I just knew that's not, you know, optimal. But it was a great, you know, testimony, validation of how good, you know, doTERRA essential oils are, and that, you know, you can use those, and you know, there's a special combination that helps support situations like that and support the body to go from, you know, pain 10 down to, I timed it, you know, okay, what's your pain? You know, every 15 minutes it dropped 3. I was like, oh my God. Okay. So you know, that works.
Right? Yeah.
But it definitely, so it disabled him, but also really like suppressed his soul. You know, the 2 years, 2.5 years of caregiving, it really suppressed his soul in a big way that he was just, yeah, really unhappy. It was really hard, you know, for us to be around each other. He had a lot of hostility and resentment and bitterness, and it was all, you know, just there being built up, and finally I said, you know, maybe you need to go live in our old house, you know, by yourself, and just let's give each other some space. And we did, and it was needed. It was needed. I mean,
was Bob still alive at that time when he moved over? No, he was already gone. Bob was already gone. Yeah. And so
yeah, it was like 3 months later when that happened.
Yeah. And so basically being in the house for 2 years, being a caretaker and a caregiver, you know, not being out there in the world, not socializing and doing things 24/7, pretty much. Caretaking, and then having to not really having processed all of the emotions around the murder. I mean, I can only imagine, you know, especially for men,
because men process emotions differently than women do. And I get this a lot with working with men, with them not being able to articulate their feelings, and that it's really okay to cry, and that it's really okay to release, and that it's really okay to emotionally rage, because they've never had that safe space to be that way before. So I can only imagine that your husband, if he didn't get any coaching, didn't get any counseling, didn't get any support on with what to do with the emotional processing, then he was just holding all that energy in. And then I think later on it turned into resentment.
Yeah. Well, I know, like, we're at the end of our divorce. I mean, the papers have been signed a while ago. And so, I don't even know if I should be calling him my husband, because we've been apart from each other for 3 years now.
But you guys are good friends now, right?
Yeah, of course. We are. And well, I mean, yeah, I always will honor and love him. What a huge, deep friendship to be able to go through some, actually it wasn't even this. I mean, gosh, we've been through other really heavy things together, in the past as well. So, I mean, yeah, my book, there's a lot.
Yeah.
It's not just about this. It's about, my mind.
There's a lot of things that a lot of trauma, basically, Dawn, of what you're talking about, that you've had to overcome.
Yes.
That you've had to deal with, and the fact that you are today, living your life in from a place of expressing your joy, from a place of expressing your bliss, from healing and recovering, from overcoming so many things. This is a testimony to the spiritual work that you've done and the holistic therapies that are available for all of us to use, and that basically if you can do it, other people can do it too. And I think that's what your message is.
It's a commitment to self-love. Mm-hmm. It's like recapturing, like recreating your identity. I am not, my past. Yes, my past makes me, who I am today, empowers me, and I can gain strength from all these trials and tribulations. But, really this whole journey is about, choosing this new identity. And I can see, even my bio. I mean, yeah, there's a ton of things listed. I've done a lot of things, but is it really who I am? I'm still evolving. I'm still trying to figure it out.
Absolutely.
Like, focus on most.
Yeah, it's a constant reinventing. It's a constant giving birth to the new self and letting go of the old self, right? It's a continuous cycle of rebirthing the self and finding out and discovering who you are now. We're going to take another break. We'll be right back with Dawn DeVeniste.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Love Living Radio Ignite Your Whole Being with Emily Perkins is a show for those looking to explore the sparkling magnificence of their inner selves. Tune in every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific as Emily sheds a radiant light of love on the beauty and power that resides within you. Discussing love in all its forms through conversations that provoke awareness, curiosity, and expansion, Emily shares the unlimited power of love. For more information or to listen to this show, visit lovelivingholistics.com.
Introducing New Soul Science, an introductory course with Ruby Betty. offering profound wisdom alongside radically simple concepts and techniques that collapse time, allowing instantaneous personal transformation. The foundational techniques of this introductory course reveal the profound inner ability each human has to access and fulfill their individual soul script or soul promise. Awakening this ability leads to the mastery of one's destiny. The concepts are totally original, immensely powerful, and completely revolutionary. They ignite an infinite fire within each listener, fueling one's ability to live out their unique soul promise. Are you ready to become more aware and access amazing personal transformation? This course is available now at rubybetty.co.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Do you believe you are meant to live with more joy, but you're just not sure how to get it? What does the phrase, "give me the joy," make you feel? Join me, Lynn Horde, every second and fourth Thursday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, on the Give Me the Joy Show, as I take you on a journey to peel back the layers so you can take back your joy. To find out more about my work as the Joy Coach, including my popular programs, Joy School and Joy at Work, visit lynnhorde.com.
We're back with Don DeVeniste, and we were talking before we went to break about how Don's marriage took a turn and took a toll on after this whole event. Everything shifted and everything changed. And so Don and her husband actually got a divorce, and yet they're still really good friends. And so how long did it happen? How long after Bob passed away, and then your husband ended up moving back over to your old house? And was that the progression of what it took to actually, start the separation between the two of you?
It was only a few months that happened. And then, I think it was really, essential, of each of us, finding who we are, mm-hmm. after something like that. I've actually tried to get back together, and he's really committed to himself. And it just says a lot that we were really good together, but also apart. it strengthens you in a whole new way.
Mm-hmm.
And he sees for himself that he needs that at this point in his life. And of course, I have to respect that. But do I love him? Of course. Am I attracted to him? Of course. I really honor, who he is and what he's doing and why he's doing it. So, that's a tough one, boy.
How long were you married to him?
Well, hang on. So for me, what I realized recently is, in a relationship, what do I cherish the most? And it's loyalty and integrity. And when you have something like that, loyalty and integrity, a really strong relationship, that's really hard to let go. It is. But we were high school sweethearts.
Wow.
We were high school sweethearts, and we went out for 3 years in high school, and we were one of those, it couples, and whatever. We were one of those couples that, people knew that we were together, and then we had an 18-year gap. And so it was from a dream that I reconnected with him. And I mentioned it to my grandma at the time and said, you know, I had this dream about my first boyfriend, my first love. And she said, oh, that's funny. He's been on my mind for the past 3 days. I was like, what? What? Are you serious? She's like, yeah. So it prompted me to call him just to see how his life has been. You know, it had been, you know, 18 years and I was 35 at the time. And it was like, I call, this is a whole nother radio show, just so you know, but I call and this woman answers and I knew he was married and he had kids and he was happy. And I just wanted to talk to him And so this, you know, the woman answers and I say, you know, can I talk to Keith? And she goes, well, he doesn't live here anymore. And I said, almost, okay, bye, you know, but I didn't. I said, this is Dawn. I'm an old high school friend. She's like, Dawn? The Dawn? I could never live up to you. And I was just like, what?
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Living in Pennsylvania at the time. So, I mean, like I said, this is a whole nother radio show, but.
My gosh. Yes. Yeah. So then, who knows? Their marriage didn't make it because of feelings that he had towards you.
Oh man.
Oh my gosh.
There is history. Yes.
Yeah. And so I just think it's beautiful that you love your husband and that you are, that you're still attracted to him and that, you know, do I love him? Am I still attracted to him? And the loyalty and then the integrity, you still have that. It's not like you lost that. You still have that because you guys are friends. And so it's awesome. And I think it's wonderful what he's doing, that he is
committed. Yeah, committed.
I just find that so... That's so masculine and that's so beautiful to be able to really do that. That's very confident and very attractive because that's what he needs as a soul to have this time to himself. So he's not in a relationship right now with anyone or?
No, that would make me sick. See, we get all these triggers, you know, and here I am trying to meet people and. That's like it's just like how does that even happen? How do two people ever come together?
But he's doing well today, even though he didn't receive the healing, the kind of help that you got. How is he doing with everything today?
So he got his dream job 2 years ago, and he had been a journeyman plumber, and so he really wanted to work for a company. And when this possibility came up 2 years ago, he applied to be on the engineering team of a hospital in town. And, you know, it's an inside job, but yet he gets to use all his skills. And he got that job, and he just just this week, he had his two-year anniversary. So he gets to help people in many, many ways in the hospital. Mm-hmm. So, it's very fulfilling for him. And
good for him. Congratulations to him.
Yeah.
Let's just keep blessing him and sending good love and juju his way and that he continues on. His journey and that he's healing and recovering from this whole thing and, you know, making sense of his life as he's rebirthing himself also, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So, but there were other things that happened with this story. And I remember you were talking about how the community, the people, the neighbors, something about the neighbors that...
The community is great at banding together and helping. I mean, we had, you know, deliveries and food and, you know, it was very blessed. But, and there were people that showed up and not many, but, you know, it was a real gift for the few that did show up at the hospital, you know, maybe six, four, you know, in the end, it was a couple people that were really there for us. But then it's funny how there, you know, rumors begin. Rumors begin from people that don't know what's going on. They speculate. Maybe they just need something to talk about. I don't know. But it's really, really hard when, you know, they're not true. They're not true and they're being spread. And it is a disease that spreads. And we got surprised. The senior protective services showed up at the house and somebody had called and complained and thought we were killing him, that we were killing
Bob. You're killing Bob.
Like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Nestle wanted to, maybe I shouldn't say that, but you know.
Right.
The system was trying to kill him, you know.
Like, yeah. Yeah.
This food and right.
High fructose corn syrup once.
Yeah, right. This high fructose corn syrup, you know. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So who do you think I mean, does it matter? Somebody called somebody from the community, somebody that was just
his friends, you know, the friends that knew him, all of a sudden he's changed, and then maybe it's you know, friends that don't see him, you know, a lot, and then they see this decline and they see this weight loss, even though he's going to the doctor, getting checked, and you know, like he's getting a lot of care. But when somebody sees that, even a neighbor sees that, you know, yeah, they're gonna make up stories. But come on, everybody, we gotta control our minds. Yeah. It's not very nice. I mean, it's really actually it's awful to be on the other side of it. And because at that point, you know, senior protective services, they just barge in the house whenever they want. And you know, it you know, we had a couple other, you know, caregivers that, you know, helped so that Keith wasn't on, you know, the 100% of the time. We actually hired people on our own because even the red tape of, you know, the insurance and all that stuff, it was easier to hire you know, private individuals to assist as backup.
So the authority, they were coming in, and they were and how long did that go on? I want you to think about that. We're going to take the last break and we'll be right back with the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good, and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Machanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Machanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Machanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
Would you like your next chapter to be free from fear and angst?
Tune in to Your Next Chapter Radio, Navigating Through Life's Transitions with Shelley Ryan, the fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm guides you through life's transitions deliberately, mindfully, and funnily. For Your Next Chapter coaching or to listen, visit YourNextChapterCoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next!
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day and then step back and see what happens? It might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge, and I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? Visit her website at meganedge.ca.
So Adult Protective Services came in, and they were called by some of Bob's friends, which created another huge burden on you guys, on you and your husband.
Well, yeah, it's not like they called and scheduled an appointment. No, they would just show up randomly and say, no, we're to come inside and we're to come in and check conditions. And, you know, I mean, of course, all the conditions were wonderful, but it was a huge stressor. And well, mainly knowing that people out there thought we were doing something to harm. Like, oh my gosh, are you kidding me? Like, that's the antithesis. I mean, it's you know, complete opposite of what is going on. And then for what we've endured.
Yeah. No, like, you know what it was? It was a complete rejection. It was a complete projection of their own beliefs onto the situation, that because it was exactly the opposite of what was going on, and it was a complete projection, and they had nothing that they had to prove that this was actually happening. So you know what I mean?
See him getting you know losing weight and stuff like that. So maybe in their eyes that was proof.
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, like you said, we were in the break, we were talking that Bob lived another 6 months through that time period, but he had gotten to the point where he was just really already making his journey to transition to his next destination.
Yeah. And, you can only watch so many war movies over and over again. You know, I think he was running out of movies to watch. It just
got bored. It was boring.
He did. He lost his sailboat. He was a sailor. He was the captain. He, you know, had his big truck. He lost that. He couldn't drive. He couldn't, you know, have sex. He, you know, of course, you know,
he didn't have quality of life. He didn't have quality of life. And so, it was just, what was that experience like? Because we talked about this before, Don, that because Bob was a dictator, and then he turned, you know, he completely turned into such a humble place. Everything shifted. And now, you know, you were able to, you know, provide care for him in such a humble space, right?
He was full of gratitude. He was the sweetest.
Oh,
I know, it makes me smile thinking back on who I got to see him as afterwards, because it was innocence. It was still truth, like no matter what, but it was, and he saw me, he got to see me at my core. he got to see us show up for him in a way that he never imagined would be possible in his life. That's huge. There was huge gratitude and camaraderie between all of us at the end, you know, during that whole experience. I mean, it just, that was like the, you know, the proof is in the pudding. Yeah, it was definitely. So even though, you know, we had the hardships of the, you know, protective services showing up and stuff, I mean, there was still, you know, a strong bond. And but, you know, he wanted to call the news outlets and, you know, have all the news crews show up on the on our doorstep. And I'm like, no.
Did he really? Because he was trying to protect you?
Well,
he was kind of the whole event.
Like he just wanted the publicity and you know, because he wanted justice. He wanted
justice.
Well, because all the anger and the curse. I mean, he wanted to rake somebody over the coals and then have them minced up, you know.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. So
because going back to that. Like, he wanted the news crews to show up, but I was the protector. So, you know, talking about neighbors protecting, you know, calling in protective services. Well, no, I was the protector of him, of, you know, making sure that, you know, that the news crews weren't showing up. And then for what? I mean, he could barely talk. I mean, so if they had shown up, then it would be, he could write. He had people help him, you know, type. And but yeah, I was definitely a protector for him, and as well he was for us.
Yeah. Well, you know what I love? I love the fact that you all had, the three of you, you, Bob, and your husband, had that healing took place towards the end with him transitioning. Oh,
and my brother.
Oh, and your brother.
It's just we've all had such a rough history with him. It's a miracle that it turned out the way it did, really. For all of us to be able to show up and for all of that healing to occur within the family, to really show up for each other when it's needed most, it is the miracle, really. It really is.
Yeah. Is that your takeaway from that whole thing? That to be able to show
it's
up
one for of each the other. Ones. It's one of the big, huge ones. Yeah.
And isn't that part of our humanity, that we can really show up for each other? Isn't that what living heaven on earth is all about? Being able to show up for each other in the end, no matter what, and that we can put our differences aside and we can really show up, right?
Yes, I'm getting chills. Yes.
You know, yeah. And we can show up from our heart and do, you know, what needs to be done to love each other, to take care of each other, to nurture each other, to feed the children and support each other, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And now, so Shasta County, you know, well, you don't know, I don't know. Okay, Shasta County, big fires in Redding. And gosh, their house. It's two blocks away from the fire line. I mean, it's been a stressful week for me, for everybody there, and everybody's banding together. My brother's there. He's been helping out. What he's seeing is the best in people all coming together. And now they're doing the roadside barbecues and, the donations. And it's just the aloha spirit is definitely out. And shared, and it's amazing. So that's huge.
Yeah, it is huge. And we have about a minute and a half, Dawn, before we close out the show today. So what would you like to say to wrap up this segment of your incredible story?
Yeah, well, there's a lot to be shared, as you can see. I'm just grateful for all of it, all the lessons. I mean, even, you know, the hardest ones, they've made me stronger, and now I get to share. Somebody else needs that strength, and I, you know, I'm just grateful for meeting you, Cornelia, and you know, the cosmic alignment that happened there, and you know, here we are sharing goodness, and I hope this helps people out there.
Yeah, and what I want to see is I want to see this story get picked up and a movie made out of it, so it can really help a lot of people. And I just want to commend you for what an incredible healer you are, and really you can help. You are helping a lot of people.
Thank you
so much, Dawn Divinisté. Thank you for tuning in and living heaven on earth together with you. Okay, we'll see you next time. Namaste.
Namaste. Divinisté.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.